That feels to me, which is kind of surprising for the Guardian, it feels a bit like it's a response back to that Jonathan Ross, Russell Brand, new Puritanism, which I felt was kind of championed by the right wing more than, I'm not saying the Guardian's left wing, but it's more liberal left. So I'm surprised at that, really. Richard Herring, I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen Jimmy Carr live, but Richard...
Are you a fan of Jimmy Carr?
I think Jimmy Carr is very funny, yeah. And probably the most industrious comedian I know, and I really respect him for that. I like people who work hard and generate a lot of material. Richard Herring, I think, well, a slightly separate issue, I think he should be a major playwright. Have you ever seen any of his plays? They're brilliant. But Richard Herring uses a lot of irony, and I haven't read the article in The Guardian, but I've read stuff about the article in The Guardian, and I don't know if the irony was not understood, which I find hard to believe, or whether it was ignored, which might be more convenient for the article. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't read the article. But I haven't noticed any particular I think there might be a relaxing of sort of PC taboos in the areas where PC taboos don't matter. And I think when you're doing that, you can sometimes get it wrong and step over the line. I mean, I hear... I've never done a rape joke. And I once used the word rape talking about something else on stage. And I actually... I felt, even talking about it now, I felt slightly clammy and ill at ease. And I'm not a very politically correct comedian. And I know that you do get the odd rape joke now, but I don't think that rape jokes are necessarily a change in attitude to rape. In fact, I think that you need a very hard and firm attitude in order to get that slightly horrified laugh from going against it. So I think that it's dangerous to see things that are being said by comedians as true of social trends. Often they are balking against social trends. Not because they particularly believe in it, because comedians don't like an elephant in the room. And not only do they have to refer to the elephant in the room, they have to grab it by the genitals. So I think it's important that comedians talk about difficult and, you know, dangerous subjects. I think you have to be very careful that you don't just hear the subject heading and think, oh, this is bad, they shouldn't be talking about that. You have to actually hear what's being said, I think. But I'm not justifying jokes I haven't heard. There might be jokes out there that are unjustified.